you're going to have some trials. You're going to have to shed some tears sometimes. And not only is you have to shed some tears, you're going to have to go to the graveyard sometimes. And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to go to the graveyard. But that's a part of life. Because the Bible said, and the old folks, it's not scripture, the old folks say you're supposed to cry when the child comes into the world. And you're supposed to laugh and rejoice when they don't laugh. But we do the opposite. I understand that. God is something to mention, God is something that you can't figure out. The Bible says, round about that 20th chapter of Matthew, the Bible said a householder had went out into a far country, and he began to hire some at the third hour of the morning. He began to hire some at 1 o'clock, and he began to hire some at 5 o'clock, but the ones at 5 o'clock got paid first. Now you know we've been cutting up. Saying everything but the child, you know we here. We've been cussing too. But God, what I'm trying to say to you, he don't work like us. And he don't think like us. See, we think carnal mind. But God don't think carnal mind. And he looks beyond your faults. And see the need every now and then. Because he said he made him the just and the unjust. That lets us know that even the ones that's looking at you coming to church being blessed, that's what kind of God you said. Through the Trinity. God ain't worried about those stiffened things. He worried about is our soul gonna be saved. He worried and the devil is too. Because one of these old days, we're gonna have to take off this flesh. But the Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. None of us in here don't want our family members to go home. But in order to go home, you've got to go through this stuff called death. You'll never see Jesus in the flesh. But you'll burn up. That's what he told Magdalene, don't touch me. 20th chapter of John 17 verse. He said, don't touch me. On a Sunday evening, when the doors were shut, I'm still talking about that day. And the Bible said they were scared to death. And here comes Jesus. He'll show up. When you least expect it. When you're going through something, you do. He'll show up. He may not show up the way you want to show up or expect to show up, but he'll show up. And he'll show up. That's why I'm worried. Because my God got counted upon 1,000 years. David said, look in the chair. This is fourth verse. That's all I'm going to deal with. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley, every day we are walking and we don't know what's going to happen when we walk. If we go into the bank, you don't know what bullet may have. Not me. They shoot anybody. You ain't got to be doing this. The bullet ain't got a name on it. So I'm walking. They got 2 and 9 in my neighborhood. They just shoot. I cut that out quick. I said, what happened? I need some peace. Some attention here, because you got some good people in this neighborhood. And the bullets ain't got no name on. I don't know if y'all know now, but he's the chief. God is good all the time. If you serve him right, and he'll protect you too. Because David knows that he has been running from old crooked Saul. And he knows in Psalms 23 and verse 4, brother he. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley. This is a personal thing. All of us in here got something that we deal with. All of us in here has got something that we don't want, quote unquote, nobody else to know. But, because if we tell it to somebody else, they'll say, how can it be a Christian if you? But I like, oh, David, this is God's man. A shepherd's boy, just like I'm a car wash boy.
All right.
But when I get to begin to talk to people, Brother Chad, and I start telling them about where I've been and how God has brought me through and how you. But it's not about me, it's about him. Because Just don't know. God will fight your battle when you least expect it. Because they got a spiritual realm we can't see. I heard on Daniel. See, I have been fasting for 21 days. It's in Daniel chapter 10. And he was looking at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, there's going to be a rock cut out. This man, I'm talking about, don't work for you. Man. He worked so smooth, it'll make your head speak. Yeah, it will, if you get it right. And when he begins to come to you, church, and when he begins to work on your behalf, and when he begins to open doors that you thought were going to be open, he'll sometimes make you cry. Because you'll do like Peter, say, depart from me. After Peter began to catch all the fish, just to mention, she cast it in on the right side. Heard that. He said, Master, we've been talking all night. We ain't talking about it. But I know a man that'll catch a fish. I'll put a fish there where ain't no fish. How can he take 2 loaves of bread and 5 loaves? Or how can he take a few fish and a few loaves of bread and feed 5,000? How can he take some spit and put it in a man's eye and say, go see? It's a bad man. I'm talking about that. David said, see, when David began to, one thing about it, when David began to know who he was, he didn't act happy. Because the Bible says in 1 Samuel, Saul, see what I'm saying, some people on your job, they try to get close to you to get you fired off your job. Smiling faces will tell that. You know why I know? Because I had told this woman in the marshals out the other day, and she was full of spirit and all this kind of stuff. I said, let me tell you something about the 7 year being. I'm not trying to condemn nobody, but the Bible said on the first day. Sabbath, all I know salvation is. Salvation is more than it is in Christ Jesus. And David know that the coming of the Lord is come. Because he said in his word, David said, when he was in the spirit, I seen him coming to save what? But you. Because did not Jesus say, I didn't come but to save the house of the lost sheep of Israel? In Matthew 10 and 6, when he sent them out, he said, don't go to the Gentile. Go to your own people. You got to go to your own people and tell them about what God said. How can you tell them? How can they have a song I say, speak around your own? Before you cry. Y'all, I know y'all like to hold it down with my brother. Y'all, that's y'all. And another song say, what goes up? See them old folks in the 60s and 70s, y'all. They meant something. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You saw them the other day. I don't even know what they're saying. When they say trying to love you, ain't easy to do. Now, I know you have to hold on me now. Don't get hold on me now. Papa was a rolling stone. Got my name. We're going to take that for a minute. But I know one thing. The truth shall set you free. And that's what I'm going to tell you. Wherever I'm at, it don't make no difference. I'm going to tell it like it is. And I'm going to try to live it like I'm supposed to live. Because I know it's come. And not me. It's God. The young man was going through something at his church. Y'all ain't probably know what about. I sit 2.5 hours to console this brother. Everybody said, oh, this is enough. But the thing about it, he don't look at what you've done. He see, he look down and look before, and he look at you and see the deeds of you, even though you say he's no good, no rascal, all this stuff. But God can say that about us. About the very way, he looked beyond all. And so I went. So why are you got to talk about? Because the same thing happened to your Lord. It should happen to you. Don't get it twisted now. Don't you get it twisted. Don't you get it twisted. The question is, I ain't going to be there. I know y'all ready to go in. But must be. What happened? I'm walking through. I heard C.F. Franklin say, it's a wonderful day to go through with Jesus. I heard about crowds. I heard about slip-on. I heard about the golden gates and golden streets. But John told me, don't worry, because we'll all have seen.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. See, let me tell you something I was telling the boy today. See, the Holy Ghost is something you can't buy with money. The Holy Ghost is something comfortable. And don't make no difference what people say. And don't make no difference what you say. The Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost, and you cannot do nothing about it. Because the Holy Ghost won't get down on the inside of a man and bring out your mess. You can't come out your mess unless you say, Lord, I can confess my sins. You got to confess what you're doing before the Lord even can help you. The Bible said that there was a boy in Mark chapter 5. That was a lunatic. Praise is all I do. That's some of us. I say us now. I say you. Don't get twisted. But we do some crazy things sometimes. Amen. Look, I looked the other day. I was going to the sheriff's apartment. And I'm looking at the key. And locked the key in the door. I said, boy, you do some crazy things. What I'm trying to say is, we do some crazy stuff. Because we're not quite bad. Looking at the keys, children, and lots of you know I can't get in that Cadillac without having to call somebody, but I just don't. You know what I'm saying? But it's the point I'm trying to say is that your mind sometimes forget things. Your mind sometimes have evil thoughts. Your mind sometimes even have doubts. Sometimes. But that's why he said, I'm a mind maker. I'm a heart. I'm a wonderful counselor.